Support for WAMC comes from SPAC, presenting the Saratoga Wine and Food and Fall Ferrari Festival, featuring wine tasting, cooking seminars, and more September 7th through the 9th, SPAC.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The London Olympics are officially over, but the U.S. men's basketball team had one final hurrah yesterday, taking the gold medal over Spain 107-100. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 30 points, LeBron James contributed 19, and Kobe Bryant had 17 points. United States athletes concluded one of the best showings in Olympic history, winning the London Olympics medal title and the gold medal crown as well. American athletes won 46 gold medals, the most ever for an Olympics not held in the U.S. Overall, American athletes are taking home 104 total medals. In baseball, the Mets beat the Braves 6-5. Mets jumped on Braves starter Ben Sheets for 2 runs in the first inning. Jordani Valdespin homered, and Jonathan Nease won his 9th game after holding the Braves to 1 run on 6 hits over 8 innings. The Mets are still 16 games behind the Nationals, who lost to Arizona yesterday. Rookie Patrick Corbin allowed 4 hits through 7 innings, and the Diamondbacks beat Washington 7-4 to end the Nationals' season-high winning streak of 8 games. In the American League, the Yankees going 1-for-2 over the weekend against Toronto, winning Saturday 5-2 and losing 10-7 yesterday. The Red Sox also 1-for-2 against the Indians, losing 5-2 on Saturday but steamrolling Cleveland 14-1 in yesterday's game. The Red Sox and Mets are off today. Yankees play Texas tonight at 7:05. And in NFL news, 6-time Pro Bowl receiver Chad Johnson has been released by the Miami Dolphins one day after he was arrested in a domestic battery case involving his wife. Johnson was charged with simple domestic battery, a misdemeanor. The Dolphins announced Johnson's release last night. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.